It's become an institution here in Cork, with its iconic queue out the door on the main street in Douglas almost every night. Instead of emigrating to the USA in 1958, Wesley Crawford's father took a chance on Cork and opened up the takeaway. And Wesley told Red FM News what he believes is key to its success.
I still think that people can distinguish between frozen food and stuff that's prepared fresh. And that generally is our key point. It adds an awful lot of work onto us. It means myself and my sons are in here 7:30 in the morning prepping up stuff. But we're working from scratch. We're working with fresh ingredients.
And Wesley says that the queue is also part of the charm and has become a social outlet for many people in Cork, which is part of the reason visitors want to experience it.
We noticed it primarily after the disastrous flood we had about 5-6 years ago when Douglas got flooded, which meant we were shut for the best part of maybe 6 weeks. We opened up to a queue that must have gone down past the bank, down to the supermarket, and you thought, yeah, people have missed us. Some of our staff had moved to the States. They were living there. Walked into the local grocery store in Cape Cod, and the two people behind the counter were going, Casey's is shut, flooded, you know, when will they be open again? And what's great is when people like that come back. You know, they fly in. It's almost like they're down the hill from the airport queuing up. So it's heartwarming for us.
And if you're one of the very few people in Cork who haven't had a famous King Creole, now's the time to try it out. Casey's Chipper is having a special anniversary event each night this week, where the staff will all be wearing a special 1958 inspired uniform. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Douglas.